Good morning, everyone. We're going to continue this morning with regard to what we started last week, conversion, and we want to talk about just one issue, and that is the one issue we left out last week, and that is acceptance of mitzvot. A convert, as you know, has to go through a conversion process that we went through last week, but the bottom line is, at the end of that process, he can do a brit milah or a tafat dam brit if he's already circumcised. He has to go to the mikvah all in front of three. But the bottom line is, as you see in the top of the source sheet, does he have to also accept upon himself to be observant? Now, this is a very big issue today. It's a very big issue today because many people think you have to be more lenient, less lenient. But I'm going to give what I believe is the halacha. Again, my personal opinion, based on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, not based on myself. The Rambam says in the top of the Sora Sheet, Hilchot Yisur Be'er Per Yud Gimel, Halacha Aleph Adalet, that in three ways the Jewish people became fully Jewish. Har Sinai, we got the Torah, what happened? First of all, they did Brit Milah. Where?
Mitzrayim.
In Mitzrayim, before they ate the Korban Pesach. Number two, they went to Mikvah before Mamad Har Sinai, right? Remember the 3 days, Al Tikshu Ala Isha, they went to the mikvah. And they brought a korban. That's the end of Parshat Mishpatim. Vechem l'dorot, says the Rambam. You want to become Jewish? This is the way to do it. Kishyetzeh ha'akum li'kanes labrit. When you want to become part of the covenant of the Jewish people, namely you want to be Jewish. Uli yistofef tachat kanfei ha'shchina. Which beautifully means that you want to be closer to Hashem. What's the next words? Ve'yekabel alav ol ha'torah. Ol Torah. What's Ol Torah?
The acceptance of the Torah.
What's acceptance of the Torah mean? Well, go back to Har Sinai. What did the Jewish people say? Naseh v'nishma. So a convert has to accept upon himself what? Mitzvot. Then he needs Mila Tfilah Tzad Korban. The Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Samechet, which is the Simon about conversion, says Shabalit Gayer, Modim Lo Yikare Hadat. First, he tells us the fundamentals of our faith. For example, what's the fundamentals of our faith? Number one, the Torah is divine. It was given to us at Har Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not faith, but rather this was testimony, person to person, till today. For example, does everyone here believe George Washington existed?
Yeah.
Did you ever in your life see George Washington?
No.
So George Washington, who probably didn't wear deodorant, how do you know he existed?
Pictures?
They painted pictures. Because your father told your father, mother, testimony. Fundamental of our faith. It's divine, it can't be changed. The God doesn't have a body. The fundamentals of our faith. Next. You do a conversion class and you give them a tasting of the most important mitzvah. We went through that last week. Don't just say, listen, if you do something wrong, you're going to get punished. Give them the good news too. If you do something right, you'll get rewarded. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Im kibel," if he accepts what?
If
he accepts what?
What you just said,
everything above, which means the fundamentals of our faith and mitzvot, malino tomiyad, you give him a bris milah and you do everything you're supposed to do. So it seems pretty clear to me that from these two sources, the conversion course includes Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But if you look at the next source on the page, you'll see that it's not only that it includes it, but it's actually ma'akev. Namely, you cannot have a convert come into the Jewish people without accepting mitzvot. It is impossible. Not only is it part of the conversion course, but rather it's impossible to have a convert without it. In other words, I'll just put it in context before your question, Bruce. There are mitzvot in the Torah that you're supposed to do properly. And b'diavad, if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev. For example, anyone? This is biblical mitzvot here. This is accepting someone into the Jewish people, meaning if he's Jewish, or she's, to be more precise, she's Jewish, her children will be Jewish, and God willing, your grandchild's going to marry that person. And it won't be an intermarriage. So this is biblical. Do we have biblical mitzvot that you're supposed to do it optimally in this way, and if you do it in a... not exactly that way, it's still okay. It's not me'akev, anyone?
If you don't wear a four-cornered bag, you don't have to put tzitzit on.
That's not the best example, because if you don't wear a four-cornered garment, you're totally exempt.
My head is not as failing.
But you're very close, actually.
On this one.
Rav Herschel Schechter holds, and though it's a big of a chiddush, that if you wear tzitzis without chelis, you're yotze, but it's not the optimal way to do a mitzvah. Because the Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos that the tchelet eino ma'akevet alavan, v'alavan eino ma'akevet atchelet, which means it's not ma'akev, but it's not the optimal way to do a mitzvah. What else? Anyone else? Do we have other mitzvot where there's certain things? Listen, you're supposed to do it this way, but if you don't, it's not ma'akev. It's still okay.
You waste 3 hours instead of six.
Again, that's a minhag. We're talking about biblical mitzvot.
Well, you buy an etrog so people go out of their way to really do a hot.
That's a hidra mitzvah. I'm talking about the regular mitzvah. No one knows?
No, I have to.
No.
Look, in those days, he did do ma'ariv.
Huh? Look, we have many. Myriv is a reshut of chovah. Again, it's a birbinic, biblical, gentlemen, biblical. Think of the orisas. Good morning. A woman, unfortunately, her husband died in battle. She left. She was left without his child. What's the halacha they have to do? Yibum or chalitza. Today we do chalitza. Chalitza is done in a very interesting way. Not every part of the chalitza ceremony is ma'akev. Namely, the shoe is maybe. There's Mishnayos about what is ma'akev, the shoe, the spitting, the saying of the words that he doesn't want to build his brother's home. All of the above ma'akev, the Mishnah is very clear. No, this is the way to do it. But, not b'di'evet, but to be more precise, it's not ma'akev, it's still chal, it still has validity. Okay. So, we just said that we need to accept mitzvot as part of the conversion process. They need to do brit milah, they need to go to the mikvah. If it's a woman, accept mitzvot, go to the mikvah. And a korban. Now, is korban ma'akev? That giveaway is korban ma'akev.
It can't be because we don't have karbanos.
It can't be. Why?
We don't have karbanos now.
Correct. Once God willing, Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, all the geirim are going to, what we call the muchusarei kippurim, all the people that are old karbanos are going to line up, and this is what's going to happen. The Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, inaugurated with the korban tamid shel shachar, then the geirim are going to line up and fill in what they're missing. But the Gemara is very clear that it's not ma'akev, and they're fully Jewish once they become Jewish through what we said without a korban.
Maybe if this person tells you, I'm not into the korbanot stuff. The fact that there's no korban today.
We'll learn that in a moment. We'll learn that in a moment. But you had a question.
Yeah, the question is, you know, you go to the doctor, he tells you pros and cons about smoking. You got it, not supposed to smoke. I hear doc. I agree with you completely. He accepted what you said. But you know, and he knows, and you walk.
We'll get to that. Very good question. We're going to get to that. Very good question. Very good example and analogy. Now, is Kabbalah's mitzvot ma'akev? Look at the next source. Kol inyane agiur says Shulchan Aruch. Reish samichet seif gimel in yoredeya. Tzarich shiyu begimel ksherim ladun uviyom. You have to have a beis din of three, and a beis din can only sit during the day. Meu! Wait a minute. Davka lechatchila. That's only the optimal way. Aval bediyevet. If you didn't have a beis din of three, but you only had two witnesses, and you didn't go to the mikvah by day, but rather by night, you just went into the mikvah, you had nothing in mind. Why are you going into the mikvah? I feel like it. So, example, if it's a very hot outside, he went to the mikvah to cool off. A woman has that time of the month where she goes to the mikvah. Havigir! Umutar b'Yisraelit. So the optimal way is three during the day, but if you only had two and you had no kavana, it's okay. With one exception. What's the exception? Look at the bold. Chutz mikarabamot hamitzvot shemeakevet. Imenena bayom uvishlosha. So when a ger, a convert, stands in front of a beis din and says, I accept upon myself all the biblical commandments, the rabbinic commandments, and the good customs of the Jewish people, and I believe in one God, and they say Shema Yisrael, it has to be in front of three and during the day. Now, very clear from this Shulchan Aruch that Kabbalah mitzvot is ma'akev or not ma'akev? Absolutely ma'akev. And then, if you look further in that same siman, see if you'd bet, the Shulchan Aruch goes on and talks about the fact that what we talked about last week, if you come for ulterior motives, and ultimately, if you come for ulterior motives, then you have to check out the motives, because, hey, it could be my girlfriend, my Jewish girlfriend, brought me to this idea. But once I'm here, I'm here. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, if they finally say, no, I want to become Jewish, even though she introduced me. That's the motivation. But I came here and I like the idea of being an observant Jew. Once again, you tell them what a Torah observant lifestyle is, minyan three times a day, getting up early in the morning before Zman Kriyat Shema. You give them over the head how hard it is to be kosher. You tell them all the true story. Why? In order for the Amei Aratzot, which are the ones that are not so serious, will say, not for me. Good. Im kiblu velo pirshu, but if they accepted, even though their original motive was my Jewish girlfriend, boyfriend, they eventually liked the idea of an observant Jewish lifestyle, mekablim oto. So therefore, the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who by the way has endless tshuvot about conversion, and Rav Moshe Feinstein was very machmir on conversion, says very simply the following. For Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, this is the first time Rav Moshe Feinstein is dealing with Yoredeya, the first volume of Yoredeya. Beger, a convert. If indeed a convert comes along and says, I accept all the mitzvot. But what's an anan sahade? We have it in a ketubah. It's a rabbinic aphorism. What's anan sahade? Literally, what does it mean first? See, when you learn Gemara, I love the way people say terms. They have no idea what they literally mean. Anan, anachnu, we, sahade, witness. That's what it literally means. Figuratively, it means everybody knows. It's a calling. Everybody knows. This guy's a faker. Meaning, if you know for sure they're faking it, Pashutu varushenor ger klal. They can say all the right words, so let me put it in another way. They can tell the rabbi everything the rabbi wants to hear. You ever heard that line? But if you know they're faking, Pashutu varushenor ger klal. Vechen hora abba mari hagaon zichron lechet tzadik levracha. That's the way my father passed him. Rav Moshe Feinstein's father was a rabbi of a city. In, as he says here, halacha lemaise be, anyone can pronounce it, Strabin, place in deep white Russia, beuvda kazo, sheino ger klal ben lekula ben lechumla, shekabalat mitzvot beger me'akev gedeita beyoredeya, simon reich samechet ziv gimel, we just read it. If epis, he went to mikvah, there wasn't a based in there, alright, b'di'evet. No problem, but Kabbalah's mitzvot is ma'akev. If Kabbalah's mitzvot, acceptance of mitzvot is ma'akev, you cannot have a convert who's faking it. So they can say all the right words, but if right after the mikvah, you know for sure that they're faking it, when they said it, they're not a ger. And then he goes on to say, I don't even understand the question. This is a good Litvish way, see. Many, many teachers like when students ask questions, and in general, I think that's the way we educate today. Encourage questions. The whole Seder night is built on questions. Rav Soloveitchik once famously said, if the Jewish people stopped asking questions, that's the end of Yiddishkeit. The fact that they ask means we have a future. But in this, the Litvish approach was, when you had a stupid question, they'd say, why are you even asking? I don't understand the rabbis, they make a mistake with this. This is Shulchan Aruch, this is this. Then he goes on to say, and even if you want to tell me that I'm totally wrong, what, you want to bring into the Jewish people who are going to eat pig and oysters and lobsters and violate Shabbos? This is going to like fill in our ranks? So very simply, to sum up, gentlemen, you have a conversion course. We just asked a very simple question. Do they need to accept mitzvot? It seems pretty clear from Shulchan Aruch that? Yes. And if they didn't? Or they faked? No, they're not gerim. Finished. Now comes Bruce's question. Let's say I love all the mitzvot except korbanot. I love all the mitzvot except one. Which one? I fell in love with a kohen and I'm a convert. So I'm going to accept all the mitzvot except for that one mitzvah. Or I love Shabbos, I love Yontif, I love fasting. I love it all. I'm not even going to go for the easy, shmeezy Erev Pesach Siyum, I'm going to fast, I'm a firstborn, I'm going to go all the way, I love it all. I just have one problem. What's that? What's your problem? What's your one problem? When I plow a field with my ox, I'm going to put a muzzle on his mouth. Is that an Isser in the Torah?
Yes.
Pretty important one, because we learn all the halachos of onshim from it. Lo tachsam shor b'disho. Is he a convert or not? So, if you look on the left side, on the right side of the page, you'll see there's a typo. It says Mesechet Beruchot. There's no Mesechet Beruchot. There's Mesechet Brachot and the Mesechet Bechorot. This is Mesechet Bechorot, the Mesechet that deals with firstborns. Daf Lamed Amud Bet. Oved Kochavim Shebal Lekabel Divrei Torah Chutz Midavar Echad. I accept 612 mitzvot, plus all the mitzvot of the rabbis and everything. There's one mitzvah I don't accept. What's the Gemara say? Ein mekablin oto, finished. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, afilu dikduk echad mi devrei sofrim. Even a chumra mi de rabbanan. not a convert. On the other side, look at the left side of the page, the Gemara brings a very interesting situation. Rav Shmuel Damar Tarvayu. Rav and Shmuel both said in the base medrash. Masechet Shabbos, Daf Samech Chet Amud Aleph. Matnitin. We learn by that tanaim. Betinok shenishba leben hanochrim. Forget about that a second. Veger shenitgayer leben hanochrim. A convert that was converted amongst the Gentiles. Avalikir lebasov shachach. Chayav akol Shabbat b'Shabbat. The Gemara says, if a convert converted amongst the Gentiles, then if he violates Shabbos because in his conversion course he didn't learn about Shabbos, why? Because he converted amongst the Gentiles, then every single Shabbos he violated because he didn't know about it. He just didn't know. He has to bring a Korban Chatat on every single Shabbos he violated. One is not enough. So he's going to line up in the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to have a lot of Korbanos to bring. Anyone have a problem with this? Huge problem. What did we just say? We just said that Kabbalah Smitzvos is Ma'akev and has to be in front of three. Right? We said the Milah and the Tefillah, if it's in front of two, and at night, Epis, we can find out. Let me ask you a question. How does this guy do Kabbalah Smitzvos and not learn about Shabbos? Any 101 class on Judaism mentions Saturday is the Sabbath. Yep. So Tosfos explains, Bifnei Gimel, V'lo Diyu, Mitzvat Shabbat. First of all, he did accept mitzvot. It was before three kosher people, namely a Beis Din. But they forgot to teach him about Shabbos, the conversion. He was absent that day. So all the Gemara is concerned about is how many korbanos he needs to bring. But no one in the Gemara says, hey, wait a minute. If he didn't know about Shabbos, maybe he's not a convert. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? On the one hand, the Gemara says in Bechoros that if you accept all the mitzvot except for one, you're not a convert. You have to accept it all. Yeah. On the other hand, the Gemara in Shabbos says, hey, if they didn't teach you about Shabbos, it's okay. The whole question is how many korbanos you need to bring. You're a full-fledged Jew. Anyone can reconcile the two?
Because well, we have a shiur every week with Rakash Daniels about Shabbat. Obviously, okay. We have what to learn.
Okay. So, but how do we how did they accept Judaism without Shabbos?
Well, without Shabbos and without the interest.
He learns Shabbos when he leaves the shul in Utah. He sees how every Jew operates. In his mind, he learned the theoretical, he saw the practical, and he has a discount.
Yeah, but again, if you accept everything but one mitzvah, you're not a convert. So this person did not accept Shabbos because he didn't know. He just didn't know. And not that he said, I know, and I don't want. He didn't know. So how is he a convert?
There's a difference of if he was told about Shabbos and not accepting it. Here he didn't know about Shabbos.
Harold, beautiful answer. Look at the Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, died in the beginning of the 21st century, the posek of a hospital we all know and love, Beit Cholim Sharei Tzedek, a huge posek, wrote endless volumes of Tzitz Eliezer. Look where I'm quoting from. Chelek Tet Zayin, volume number 16 of the Tzitz Eliezer. I don't know how many of you wrote books. This is his 16th volume. Yesh lavchin, we have to make a distinction. Ben mi sheba leitgayer v'enu mochan lekabel alav lekayem et kol ha-mitzvot ha-torah, tazai havelev ze gorem afra betzem et gerut, zot omeret, ze ikub betzem ha-gerut. If he was told about all the mitzvot, he says, I don't like Shabbos, he's not a convert thrown out. Lebein, second case, mi sheba leitgayer, b'shvim ha-torah yedua, he wants to convert, aval hu mekabel alav avor, kolam ken lekayem kol ha-mitzvot, debachahai gav da'in ze ikum betzem agiu kishel atzmo, el davar ze mehave gorem ikub ala mekablo, shelo yikabel ato legaro, aval im kevar vikibel arei ze geru, uban shiklim abalit gayer, amim azot hakavana. If a person comes, I want to marry a Jewish girl, and he says, I accept upon myself all the mitzvot. They asked him, do you know all the mitzvot? I know what they taught me in the conversion course. Okay. Now, if tomorrow morning they tell you there's another mitzvah, will you do it? The answer is, yes! That person's a convert. He's not saying, I'm going to accept all the mitzvahs except for one. But rather, I'm going to accept all the mitzvahs. And when I leave Utah, as Bruce says, and I go and I see that Jews have this mitzvah called Shabbos, I'll keep it. Meaning, they accept upon themselves all the mitzvahs. Albeit, they don't know all the mitzvahs as of yet. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it even more beautifully in that same tshuva. The ger shemahani l'shem ivut b'di'eved, a person that comes to convert, and their real reason is to marry a Jewish girl or boy, Irish b'shvila yishut kibel alav mitzvot be'emet, v'hu barur pashut. Eventually, this person is accepting upon themselves the mitzvot. So the Gemara in Shabbos that says, ger shenitgayer, Ben anochrim, it means a person was properly told, do you accept upon yourself all the biblical rabbinic commandments of the Jewish people as well as the good customs? And he said, or she said,
yes,
not except for one. Later on, they found out there's one they don't like. Tough! They accept it. In other words, I'm willing to accept everything. Going back to Har Sinai, all the Jews at Har Sinai knew what they're accepting.
No.
It took Moshe a long time. It takes us, Vayedaber Hashem and Moshe Lamor times, I don't know, 25 to get to all the mitzvot only that's written in the written Torah. So the Jewish people said, we accept all the mitzvot, albeit we have a lot to learn. So ultimately, to sum up what we said until now, a person has to accept mitzvot in order to become Jewish. All the mitzvot. If he says except for one, everyone agrees he is not Jewish. But if he wasn't taught everything, and we just learned that you tell him miktzat mitzvot kalot, umiktzat mitzvot chamurot, a little of the hard mitzvot and a little bit of the easy mitzvot. We don't exactly know what's easy and hard, but let's just leave it in the air for a moment. As long as they accept it all, that's fine. If they don't accept it, we got a problem. And that brings us to Bruce's question. Willing and failed versus never willing. Namely, if you have someone that says, I'm willing, but from time to time I'm going to fail, does that person a convert? Do we ask for perfection? So we've established you have to accept all the mitzvot. If you don't, goodbye. It's ma'ake if you're not a ger. But Moshe Feinstein said it's so clear, I don't even understand why you asked the question. Comes along the Achiezer. Who's the Achiezer? The Achiezer was of Chaim Oizer Grushinsky. And this is basically the way that the majority of Batei Din work today. And he has an amazing, amazing chiddush. Everyone here knows who Rav Chaim Oizer Grushinsky was? He was the so-called chief rabbi of Vilna, but basically after the Vilna Gaon died, they never nominated a chief rabbi to Vilna. When they did, it was a big machlokas. They said, you're pogea in the kavod of the Vilna Gaon, even though he was dead for 150-something years. So he was like the chief dayan of Vilna, but really one of the leaders, I would say the leader of Lithuanian Jewry. When, unfortunately, the Shoah broke out, many, many yeshivas piled into Vilna. They said, Rav Chaim Moisek Grzynski will take care of us. He died, I believe, in 1940 or 41. Wasn't killed by the Nazis, but rather died and brought to Kever Yisrael. And unfortunately, many people felt at that time, so sort of prophetic, that's it. It's over. He can't take care of us. It's finished. Rav Chaim Moisek Grzynski has an amazing chiddush on Gan Geirus, and I want to read it word for word. Kevante mekabel alav kol ha-mitzvot. אַב שחושב לעבור על איזה מהמצוות אחר כך לתיאבון, מקום מקום אין זה מניעה מקבלת המצוות. When a person accepts mitzvot and says, well, sometimes, you know, the flesh is weak, I may fail. I may eat a chocolate bar that doesn't have a hechsher. It's okay. Why? Why is it okay? We just said you have to accept all the mitzvot. ודווקא היכה שמתנה שלא לקבל עליו זה חיסרון מקבלת המצוות מהעקב. If he comes along and says, I'm only Jewish on the condition that I don't keep Shabbos, no way. But, ulam, hecha shebarur hadavar, shebevadai yavor acheken al yisorei Torah, chilul Shabbat, v'achilat tzvefot, v'anu yodim bebeirur kabanato sheino mitgayar lak lifnim v'libo becholamo, harei umdana demuchach shema shomer shemekabel alav mitzvot lav klum hu. Im ken, zehu chisaron bekabarat ha-mitzvot me'akev. Rav Chaim Moisek Grzynski says like this, if a person says, I will accept all the mitzvot, and you know for sure that they're not, it means nothing. Words are cheap. But if you have every reason to believe, yes. But you also know deep down that just like we, me and you, all do averos, this person probably will do averos as well. Not because they are rebelling against God. Not because they think they're half Jewish, two-thirds Jewish. But because the flesh is weak. Sometimes, did you eat ever without a bracha? When you ate without a bracha, did you say I'm rebelling against God? Or you were just hungry and you went and did it? I'm assuming because you were hungry. That's called leteavon. Literally, because you have an appetite. The opposite of leteavon is lahachis. Namely, you're doing it to rebel against God. Says Rav Chaim Moisek Grzynski. If we have a convert that comes and we look at that convert and we say in general they will accept mitzvot, but the flesh is weak, sometimes they won't. I'll give you an analogy that makes it crystal clear. If they're sitting at the table, and there's two pieces of meat. One is kosher, and one is not kosher. Which one will he go for?
Well, it's all the kosher one.
If he goes for the kosher one, it's a good geirus. If, however, we have a scenario in our mind, he's going to be stuck in an airport somewhere, and he's going to be very, very hungry, 24 hours, and he's going to go to the non-kosher store and buy something off the shelf because he's hungry. That's a avera. Like many of us do averas, but it doesn't kill his geirus. However, if you have kosher meat and non-kosher meat, and he says, well, I didn't really mean it. I never really meant it. I'm not really Jewish. And he goes for the non-kosher meat, and they cost the same and everything. That person obviously didn't mean it when he said it. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't go that far, but almost that far. The Kabbalat Mitzvot Ma'akev HaGerus, in a different shuva in Yoreh Deah, Simon Kuf Samech, Be'etzem yesh pekpek al gerut sheyesh rabbanim shemekablim. Ha'aman sahadei beruvan sheinam mekablim ha'mitzvot, kedo chachan tzofan. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I don't understand these rabbis that are converting. I'm living in America on the Lower East Side, and I see many, many converts, and they all say what the rabbis want to hear, but the bottom line is, we see them a year later, 2 years later, they're not keeping mitzvot. Maybe the woman's not dressed modestly, the man's walking around without a kippah. What's the story over here? Rav Moshe Feinstein says, even though I said Kabbalah's mitzvot is ma'akev and everything I said, it's actually okay b'diyeved. Why? And again, when he says b'diyeved, he doesn't say this is what we should target, but rather if it happens. Why? Two main reasons. Number one, she'amar lifnei abeitin she'mekabelet mitzvot haTorah v'yira gam kazo she'mekabelet be'emet. At the time of the conversion, when they stood in the mikveh with the water up to their neck, or they were stood in the beis din prior, when they accepted mitzvah, do you have any reason to believe they didn't mean it?
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not. We'll get to where there was. As long as you think they meant it, that's okay. The fact that afterwards they sinned, they had second thoughts, they're still Jewish. To make it very, very tangible, a person said, I accept all the mitzvot. The first Shabbos was wonderful. The first Rosh Hashanah was great. The minute Yom Kippur hit, it's too hard to fast. The Christmas tree smells much better. Goodbye. Are they Jewish? Yes, because they accepted mitzvot authentically. And then comes Rav Moshe Feinstein and says a svara that I think is a chiddush, but Bruce said it last week. Number two. Od yesh makom lomar tam gadol. You ready for this? Why does this person violate Shabbos? After all, they were taught to keep Shabbos. They were in the conversion course. They taught this is the way you make a cup of tea, and this is the way you don't put on the lights, and this is how you have to put away the phone. Why don't they keep Shabbos? Shehi svurah she'en chiyuv kol kach lishmor ha-mitzvot. After she left the mikveh, or he left the mikveh, they walked around, they looked at all the Jews. You know, maybe the Jews don't have to keep every last law in the Torah. Why? He quotes our Gemara in Shabbos, Ger shenitgayer ben ha'akum, shemefurash b'Shabbos, shehavi ger. What does that mean? Ger shenitgayer ben ha'akum. Mishum shekibel alav liyot. Everyone ready for this word? Kechol ha'yudim. Translate. Like all Jews. Who are the famous Jews in the world?
Einstein.
Let's start with our own Prime Minister. Our own Prime Minister, I say nothing derogatory about our Prime Minister. But does anyone here believe that he is a Shomer Shabbos Jew? No, I don't think anyone here will believe he put on tefillin this morning. Perhaps a Chabadnik will think he did, if they put it on his head. But ultimately, I'm pretty sure he's not. They're looking at Bibi Netanyahu. They're looking at Barbara Streisand. They're looking at Jackie Mason. I'm like all of them!
Jackie Mason.
He isn't. I'm like all of them. I'm like all of them. I have him on tape saying he's not. I'm like all of them. Maybe he's joking. If you're Malamed slipping back to Mason, I'm not going to argue with you. Sheikh Shabbat, Sheikh Kablav, Sheikh Yadak, Lumea Mitzvot, Itiata Mitzvot, and Amakivit, Be'agirut, Verak, Be'yadavar, Lorat Salah Kabel. If you say it's an absolute requirement for Jews to accept upon themselves Shabbos, and if you see Jews that are Mechal Shabbos, they're wrong, and then they go ahead and they're Mechal Shabbos, that's a problem. But if you said you have to keep Shabbos, fine. Then they walk outside and they see all these Jews driving to Shul on Shabbos, driving to the game. They say, I'm part of the Jewish people. Not the rabbis, they're really frugal. I'm part of the regular Jewish people. Namely, if there's anti-Semitism and they're all mad, I'm mad too. And if they all keep a Seder, I keep a Seder too. And they all go to Shul on Rosh Hashanah and fast in Yom Kippur, I'm there. On the other hand, they don't make a cup of tea and a kol shlishi, I'm not that from. I'm a regular like all Jews. So Rav Moshe Feinstein basically says two beautiful svaras. Number one, we have if a person converted properly and then later on in life we see that they're no longer keeping their commitments, then I have to be honest with you, I think that that's not right, I think that's not authentic, I think that's dishonest, and if I was part of that particular conversion, I would get very upset. And when I get upset, I do things. But, are they Jewish? Rav Moshe Feinstein said yes, number one, because you have no reason to believe them. When they said in the mikvah and in the beis din that they accept mitzvah, they didn't mean it. And number two, what do you want from them? They're looking around, the famous Jews in the world are not Orthodox Jews that keep every mitzvah, every last mitzvah in the book. So in order to prevent all of this, today we try very, very hard to make it very clear to them, I don't care what all the Jews do. I don't care what Barbara Streisand does and what everyone. You have to keep these mitzvahs. This is what Jews do. But if for some reason not, as Moshe Feinstein says, they like to want to be like all the Jews and listen to these words. And even though in the basement they said, listen, keeping Shabbos is not an option, it's mandatory. It's not frumkeit. It's the real McCoy. Listen to these words. Choshevet shehiraki dur ba'alma. Anyone want to translate? When you say that you have to keep Shabbos, she thinks it's a hiddur. She thinks it's like a beautiful etrog. She thinks it's like going out of your way with the magnifying glass to look at the etrog. What is she? She's looking around. Most of the Jews don't keep Shabbos. She's asking the Jews in her neighborhood, I'm Jewish. And they tell her, we booked a flight Saturday morning, and we drive in the car. She's like, well, the Jews, these rabbis, they want me to be ultra firm. I just want to be regular firm. So because of those two reasons, number one, we have no reason to say that when she originally said she accepted mitzvot, she didn't mean it. And number two, she's just looking at all the Jews, he says it's a proper geirut. So we established you have to accept mitzvot, that's not optional, it's mandatory, you have to keep them, you have to teach a convert what Jewish life is about, and if they don't accept it, or they accept partially, not a convert. But if they accept, and afterwards we see things are not working out, as long as we know that the original acceptance was authentic, we can't nullify their geirus. Now Rav Moshe Feinstein in a different tshuva says, that's why he himself doesn't want to do geirus, because he says that many people are doing it, and it's kimat barur ka'anan sadeh, shalom mekabelet mitzvot. When I see it, and they should say, I accept all the mitzvot, I'm looking at this lady, I'm almost sure, not anan sadeh, I know, but I'm almost sure they're not going to keep mitzvot. Rak b'fiyah merit shemekabelet. She basically is just using lip service. Yeah, I accept everything. Aval shelo kibel en mekabelin oto. The zeikar gerut. However, he goes out and says that even though that's true, b'di'evet, if her husband, for example, is not religious, as in this tshuva, lo difami ba'ala shehu mufkar ve'ovel kol dinei Torah. He may be Jew from birth, but he's not religious.
And not even Jewish.
Therefore,
No.
This is a case where he's Jewish. She says, what do you want? She's looking at all the Jews and she's doing what everyone does. So, basically, to sum up, ultimately, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, I can't nullify their conversion. I don't like it, but I don't nullify it. What we basically said today was, you have to accept mitzvot, and ultimately, if you don't, you're out. You have to teach them a course in mitzvot so they know what they're accepting. However, if the person accepted mitzvot and afterwards something went wrong, can you nullify their conversion? On one condition. And what is it? Rav Chaim Moises said it. Rav Tzitz Eliezer said it. Rav Moshe Feinstein said it. What's the word to use? Anan Sahadeh. Namely, if you know for sure that what?
The time they weren't sincere.
That it was lip service. Now, just to finish this year before your questions, I want to show the lip service case because it's very difficult. 99.9% of the cases, there's no way in the world that you're going to be able to show that when they stood in the basement, it's on tape, I accept all the mitzvot, they didn't mean it. Just because a year later they're not doing what they said doesn't mean that they're not Jewish. They're Jewish, they're sinners. If I dealt with their conversion, I'm going to get very upset at them, but they're Jewish. I want to show two different cases to end the shir, and then I'll hear your questions. Everybody ready? Two different cases. The first case is on the Tzomet website. Rav Rosen, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he died this year, together with two other Dayanim, says the following case. Isha uvital bat ha-shalosh panu levet adir v'kshu leitgayer. They came, a woman and a three-year-old, we want to convert. And they go through the whole case, and they brought hamlatzot, which means recommendations, and she's in a Jewish school, the young girl. And the Beis Din kibel oto beit hadin v'hem tavlu l'shem giyur. They accepted mitzvot. They went through the course. She went through it. Everything was perfect. Everything was in place. They're living in a Jewish community. She's in a Jewish day school. Beautiful. La'achar mikan. Fast forward 6 months. Gilam Yisrael Apnim. The Interior Ministry found out. Ki ha'em kima lifnei ha'giyur ve'acharav k'sharim im nochri. That this lady who came to convert by herself was living with a non-Jewish man, having obviously marital or ex-marital or out-of-marital relations with a non-Jew. And she hid it from the Beis Din. Whoops, I forgot to tell you that I'm living with a non-Jew. What did Rav Ozen paskin together with Rav Shlomo Shushan and Rav Bas? This is the not the 99.9% case. This is the 0.1% case. Everybody ready? And what happened? Why? Because you can't stand in a mikvah and say, I accept upon myself all the biblical and rabbinic commandments, and somehow in your mind they didn't teach you in some course of conversion, I don't care where, oh, by the way, you can't live and get married to a non-Jew. So at the very moment that she's in the mikvah, who's waiting for her at home in bed? Her non-Jewish boyfriend. And then we say that she didn't mean it? 100%. What was the case last week?
One on Facebook where they saw like on
that's right. She went to the mikvah on Friday and she bought, as she's in the mikvah, in her purse, in the mikvah waiting room, she has a ticket to go on a plane on Shabbos. So obviously that's lip service. It means nothing. On the other hand, look on the right side of the left side of the page. I didn't know this tshuva till this week when I did my research. Beautiful tshuva. Bidvar Giyoret, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yoredeya, Chela Gimel, Siman, Kuf Chet, Bidvar Giyoret, Achachin, Nikayaba, Ratzon, Mamash, Lashem Shamayim. She was an authentic Giyoret, she wanted to be Jewish. Umi Simchata, because she's so happy, she became very, very Jewish, she became what we call in Yiddish a yente. And she started to yente with the other women. And she told a woman, a Jewish woman, that she's so excited she's becoming Jewish on this and this day, I'm going to the mikvah, the tiyeg giyorek shah, I'm going to be Jewish. And the woman, the Jewish woman probably, again, he doesn't say it's a Jewish woman, but I'm assuming it is, asher eisa pa'amim nista levatel machshavta lehasot giyorek, has to be Jewish. Scared, I said, you don't want to be Jewish. You know, the oysters are better, believe me. Okay, take chilled oysters, oysters are the way to go. Right, take kugel, lobster, go with the lobster. So what did she do? Hifchida ota. She started to scare her. She tried to scare her at the beginning, didn't work. She's already going to mikvah, meaning all finished. She accepted mitzvot, it's just the mikvah date. So let's say she accepted mitzvot on Tuesday, this is Thursday. And in parentheses, what's misrad?
Office.
Rav Moshe Feinstein always writes the English word in Hebrew letters, and then they translated it when they printed it in various printings. Rav Moshe Feinstein said office. The Jewish woman told her, listen, if you take off for Yantiv, you're out of there. You know the stories at the beginning of the 20th century. If you take off for Yantiv, you're out of there. So I'm not going to read it all inside. I know we're over time, gentlemen. This is the case. She went into the mikvah. She accepted all the mitzvot. And then a few weeks later was Pesach. She took off the first day's Pesach. But the last day's Pesach, everybody ready? Chashva b'liba b'sha'at ha'tfila, at the moment she went into the mikvah, she'bishnei yamim ha'achronim shel Pesach, she'er karov tavo al ha'misrad, v'tireh ma she'efshar la la'asot varim she'ena melacha. She said, this woman scared me. I'm going to have to go into the office on the last 2 days of Pesach, Shvi, Shel Pesach, and in Chutz Laaretz the last day. And what did she do? She went to the office, but she tried as much as possible to minimize the Chilul Yantif. Namely, Achsta shelakcha mi beita rak shnei asimonim, parentheses, anyone? I'm wondering in 20 years from now, they're going to read this. Tokens. She took two tokens. Why two? One to go, one to get back. Just two tokens. All the muktzes at home, I just need the two tokens. Alechet barakevet atachtit. Parentheses? Basabway.
Subway.
Ubimisrad lo katzva. And she didn't write because it was Yontif. What did she do? Rak mistapeka b'leza erev Shabbat. And she just did what she had to, but she didn't write. So a woman went to work. She knew it at the moment that she went into the mikvah when she said, I accept all the mitzvot. She had it in her mind. But when she did it, she tried to minimize the Chil Yantif. More than that, one more thing happened. Aleze Erev Shabbat Kodem Acharea, at one Shabbos during her life, she came home Ke Eser Minut. Anyone? Minutes. 10 minutes. Acharei Zmanat Lakat Neirot. She came home 10 minutes after candle lighting time, which is still before Shkia. Umiyaz De Eser Shana Shelo Yerash Avlaklum. And 10 years went by. Except for these two episodes. The first episode was the Yontif episode. Second was she came home 10 minutes after candle lighting. She keeps everything. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, she keeps everything. She's very machmir and whatnot. But she's choishes. Listen, I went into the mikvah and I knew for a fact that I'm going into work on Yantif, maybe my gear is not right. Why? We learned the Gemara in Becharos. If you accept all the mitzvot except for one, you're not Jewish. So maybe, you know, I'm not Jewish. What does Rav Moshe Feinstein answer? This is the Rav Moshe Feinstein that said, if you don't mekabel mitzvot, you're nothing, and I don't even know why you're asking me. What does he answer here?
You're Jewish.
You're Jewish. And he brings one, two, three, four reasons. Number one, beautiful reason, a person's not ne'emenet le'esar atzma. That's a halacha in Mamzeru, it's a halacha in many places in Shas. A person is not ne'eman on himself to say, I'm a terrible person. En adam asim atzmo rasha. You can't say, I sinned. A person can say about you, you sinned, but you can't say, I sinned. So therefore, the whole testimony here, throw it out. Number two, even if she thought in her heart that she's going to go to work on Yantiv, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you have in her heart, I'm going to work on the last 2 days of Pesach. But you have her declaration that says, I'm going to keep all the mitzvot. Which is stronger? What she thinks in her heart or what she says? What she says. Number three. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes on to say, Rav Moshe Feinstein goes on to say something very, very interesting, and that is that she basically accepted mitzvot and said, I accept mitzvot when I can. And when I can't, namely when it's going to be very, very difficult, like Shvi'i Eshmini Shel Pesach, a weekday Yantiv, what am I going to do? I will keep all the mitzvot except when it's difficult. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, when the Jewish people accepted mitzvot back at Har Sinai, that's how we started this year, you think they accepted upon themselves to do mitzvot when it's very difficult? So later on, they learned that there's three mitzvot that are Yahareg Val Yavor, Giluy Ariot, Shechut Amim, Vod Azarah, and they learned you have to keep the mitzvot that's Pikuach Nefesh. But a regular gear says, I'm going to keep the mitzvot as long as it's available. And if it's not available, as we say in Yiddish, nisht is nisht. You don't have it, you don't have it. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, first of all, she's not ne'emenet to say that she is not a good convert. Number two is she said it, and saying it, declaration, verbally, is far stronger than her heart. Number three, she accepted the mitzvot. She just said, basically, maybe I won't be strong enough to get fired from work for the mitzvot. Namely, and what's the raya? When she went to work, she did everything to minimize the malachos. And number four, she says, all her neighbors know her as a religious Jew. So because of those four reasons, ain safek shehi giyoret gemura. So imagine these two cases. Having a plane ticket in your purse, being married to a non-Jew, fake. You said everything fake. On the other hand, this woman, what did she basically say? Maybe I'll go to work on Yantiv because I'm going to get fired. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's not good enough. Because your declaration is much more severe than what you thought in your heart. And for other three reasons, he says, it's a good gear. So to sum up, gentlemen, we learned today that you have to accept mitzvot. I know there's a school of thought out there saying, no, you just have to accept mitzvot, but you don't have to do the mitzvot. I don't accept that school of thought at all. You have to accept mitzvot and do mitzvot, and if you leave out one, you're not a gear. However, if you accept mitzvot, and sometimes because your flesh is weak, you do an aveira, and even if you think it, are you still a gear? Are you still a convert? Mm-hmm. Yes, and we just saw two different cases. One case is obviously so simple that she did accept all the mitzvot except for one, namely, not to live with a non-Jew. And don't tell me they skipped over that in the conversion course. Everybody knows that. So when that happens, obviously she's not a giyoret, even though she said it. But in a case where she wants to do mitzvot, but she's thinking, maybe I'll go to work. And when she goes to work, even between you and me, we can try to think, which Yisurim did she do? Rav Moshe Feinstein said she didn't write. She went on the subway. What's going on the subway? What's the Yisur? So the tokens are Mukhtze, they're a banan. She goes on the subway. There's many people on the subway. She do any Yisur by doing that? Probably within the Tchum, I'm assuming, because the subway is only within certain places. Who knows? Probably in the city. Again, I don't even know what Avera was done. Let's assume there was an Avera. But Moshe Feinstein said she wants to keep mitzvot, just not under total duress, just like the Jewish people at Har Sinai. That's a big chiddush. But basically he says, this person wants to keep mitzvot. If you know for sure they don't, out the door. I don't care what you say with your lips. But if you know they do, but maybe they'll be under duress sometimes and something will go wrong. Many of us ultimately have that. And lift the way Rav Moshe Feinstein ends, and with this we end this year. Umitzad etzem achet, and the avera she did by coming home 10 minutes after candle lighting and going to work on Yantiv. Kvar astat tshuva gemura, she already did full tshuva. Vegam arvu kama Yom Kippur, vekvar nitkaper la. Isn't Yom Kippur on the calendar every year? For all of us. The Rosh finds it. When she accepted mitzvot, she really meant it. Just like on Yom Kippur, how many times did you say, I will be such a good person, I'm never doing this aveira again. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha birchilut, slandering. How many of us have said that on Yom Kippur? Everyone. How many of us said it on Yom Kippur 10 times? Everyone. How many of us have violated that sin since? Everyone. But however, when we said it, did we mean, truly, I don't want to slander, but the flesh is weak? The answer is yes. Moshe Fein said, that's the case. That's okay. So you have to accept all the mitzvot and you have to do all the mitzvot. However, if the flesh is weak, it's different than not accepting mitzvot per se.